Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeart. And of course, thank you for downloading us. Randall's our engineer today, so we will have next to perfect engineering. Study finds residual pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in non-organic milk. Should you worry? Sitting is bad for your health, but not all types of sitting were created equally bad. Some are actually good. Just 30 minutes of light exercise may keep a deadly stroke at bay. And how to prevent exercise accidents. 10 ways to lower the cancer risk of grilling. That one I want to read and listen to and know more about. But it basically means marinate. But there's a whole bunch of other tricks that they give you. The secrets of losing weight after age 40. And prenatal opiate exposure brings long-term harm. And most Americans have never had an HIV test. Should we all be getting one? And the selfie craze has young Americans viewing plastic surgery more favorably. That's a little crazy, right? And infections, especially urinary tract infections, may be triggers for stroke. Let's go through those in detail. In a little more detail. Anyway, there's residual pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in non-organic milk. Don't worry about it. These are small enough. But it's actually crazy because they're not supposed to be using these at all. Bovine growth hormone residuals were found in about conventional samples at 20 times more than organic. Pesticides in 60% of conventional samples, none in the organic. So the organic people were using it. Some of the pesticides were even banned, but small amounts. So in general, organic milk is better than the tainted non-organic, but the non-organic isn't tainted very much, and that'll be patrolled pretty closely, I imagine. But if you want to make sure, especially if your kids are in the 0 to 6 age range when their brains are really forming, or if you like milk during pregnancy, I would get organic. What's the next, if you will, story, by the way, that I really want to cover is not one that is an interesting one, but it is sitting is not created equal. So the researchers monitored participants' health over 8 years, and they were 3,600 participants. Leisure time sitting is more of a risk than sitting at your desk while you work. How much more? Almost all of the risk in sitting is when you do it during your leisure time. That is, the people who sat at work did not seem to have much of an increased risk as long as they were active in their non-work time. And speaking of that, just 30 minutes of light exercise may keep deadly stroke at bay. This is 30 minutes of exercise in, if you will, a day. And it just has to be walking, such as a 30-minute rake. And they did it 4 days a week, reduces the risk of a stroke by roughly 20%. Of course, more is better. How do you prevent exercise accidents? Well, they say it is warming up and ease up or skip a workout when you're not feeling well. You know, I must admit the data on warming up is not very good at being a real huge benefit. 10 ways to lower cancer risk. 1, think outside the burger. That is, grill fish, seafood, poultry, or vegetables. 2, marinate first. Make produce the star. Leverage herb and spices. Chili peppers are great grilled. Be mindful of the smoke, so try to minimize how much smoke you're breathing in. Avoid char. You can do that by cooking something first inside and then bring it out. Cut the time on the grill. That's the same thing. select hardwoods instead of softwoods. That decreases your heterocyclic amine formation. Reduce the fuel and flip often. Those are the 10. So flip, marinate, and think outside the burger. Early risers, a little less likely to get breast cancer. This is a study on women, and it's such a small effect, I'm not even going to say it. It's probably not worth noting. Why do you get bloated when you travel? It's salt. The secrets to losing weight after 40. As you get older, there's a lot of competition for your time and energy. That can push out exercise and stress management. Keys, make sure you do exercise. Make sure you do stress management. And remember, you don't get to drink more as you get older. Interesting study is on prenatal opioid exposure. And the story is that children exposed to opioids in the womb have a heightened risk of long-term mental and physical health issues. And what do you do if you need pain relief? Talk to your physician about using local or regional anesthetics, or even acupuncture, or even aromatherapy. Most Americans have never had an HIV test. And the agency encourages everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 to get an HIV test as part of their routine health. I'm not sure why they have done that, but they say that there was enough of it in the population in those years, the people between 13 and 64 were sexually active, that there is a risk of it. Selfie craze, that there are, believe it or not, there are 650 billion selfies posted every day on one form or other of social media, which is amazing. 650 billion selfies. If you figure there are 7 billion people in the world, that means there are 100 selfies posted per person. It just seems unreal. But I guess if you post the same one on 4, that would mean 25 selfies. I still find that unreal. And people compare themselves all the time. This has led to, the study shows, an increase in plastic surgery. And infections, well, we all know that a increased inflammation can trigger plaque breaking off and causing a stroke. And that's the problem with infections, especially urinary tract infections. They do cause strokes and they do break away. So the message is be careful. They are likely to result in much more than just the urinary tract infection. What do you do about it? Take precautions so you don't get a urinary tract infection, and make sure you ask your doctor whether you should also be on an aspirin a day to decrease your risk of urinary tract infection. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. This is podcast 952A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. And what I want to know, want you to know, is that we appreciate your downloading us. We appreciate your rating us so highly and telling your friends about us. We're still getting around 50,000 downloads a week, so we can't be doing everything wrong. Thank you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Do rate us. And let me go over it. Should you worry about the headline about residual pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in non-organic milk? No. Sitting at leisure time is bad for your health. Get rid of the couch in front of your TV. Put a bicycle there or a treadmill desk. Don't just sit at the dining room table. I'm guilty of that myself during leisure time. How to prevent the problem by grilling, marinate, think outside the burger. And remember, less smoke for you and less grill time, and hardwoods rather than softwoods. And why do you get bloated when you travel? It's because you're adding too much sodium. Avoid food with sodium. The leading one, of course, is bread and pizza. And if you have to have pain relief during pregnancy, make sure you talk about regional anesthetics or other alternatives such as aromatherapy or acupuncture to your doc. Selfie craze. I think it is a craze because many more people are getting, selfies. It's unbelievable. I read this data. I keep reading it. 650 billion selfies posted every day on one or more forms of social media. So one or another form of social media means each of us, even if we post the same picture four times, it's 25 selfies per person per day. Seems unreal. There's got to be an error in the story. But in any case, what the story says is it's becoming more common to do plastic surgery because of that. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new A, which is what should you do about preventing disease when you see these headlines? What do the medical headlines mean to you? Our B segment, we have a B segment, which is always the guests. Thanks very much for downloading us, and do tell your friends about us. Thanks again, Randall, for great engineering. We'll be back next week.